I was looking through the newspaper the other day, and I saw a little advertisement that was very rude. A very rude little advertisement. It said, "Are you spotty?" There was a nasty man pointed his finger out at you and said, "Are you spotty?" I don't think people should be allowed to say, "Are you spotty?" just like that. You don't buy a newspaper to have people say, "Are you spotty?" to you. I mean, if you are spotty, you know you're spotty. You don't want people telling you you're spotty or asking if you're spotty. And if you're not spotty, why should people imply you're spotty by saying, "Are you spotty?" I don't think people should be allowed to say, "Are you spotty?" just like that. I've got a very spotty friend. He's called Arthur Muldoon. He's covered in spots. He's got spots all over him. He's a very spotty person. People call him Spotty Muldoon because of his spots. He wasn't christened Spotty, of course. He was christened Arthur, but people call him Spotty, and when he goes out for a walk, people come up to him in the street and say, "Hello, aren't you a spotty one there?" Of course, it gets Arthur down being so spotty, and he saw an advertisement which said, "Are you spotty? Are you very spotty? Are you unbelievably spotty?" Tick in the right box. And enclosed 5 shillings. Well, poor old Arthur didn't know what he was, so he came round to me and asked which he was, spotty, very spotty, or unbelievably spotty. And I told him he was somewhere between very spotty and unbelievably spotty. So he wrote in saying he was almost unbelievably spotty. He wrote in saying, "I am almost unbelievably spotty. I enclose 5 shillings. And he got a letter back saying, "Bad luck." That's all he had out of them. I saw an advertisement the other day for The Secret of Life. It said, "The Secret of Life can be yours for 25 shillings. Send to Secret of Life Institute, Willesden." So I wrote away, seemed a good bargain, Secret of Life, 25 shillings, and I got a letter back saying, "If you think you can get The Secret of Life for 25 shillings, you don't deserve to have it. Send 50 shillings for The Secret of Life." So I sent 50 shillings along and got no reply. So I went along to the place, the institute, and there was a little man there, and he said, "The Secret of Life people have gone out of business, but would you be interested in dynamic strength through your glands? Gandhi's wonderful secret in tablet form at last." I asked them if it would be any good for spots, and they said, "Well, Gandhi never had any trouble with that at all." So I bought some for Arthur Muldoon, gave them to him. I don't know if they've done any good. He's not seen much of him recently. Pity about those Secret of Life people going out of business. I could do with the Secret of Life.